Honolulu Civil Beat's Nick Ruby joins us from Washington, D.C. today for today's reality check. Morning, Nick.
Aloha, Catherine. How are you?
Good. I was so happy to see your story because we had Representative Ed Case on the show yesterday, and I meant to ask him about his gaffe, and we ran out of time, so I'm glad you did.
It was an interesting little fiasco for the congressman who's actually only been here for less than a month.
So explain to our listeners what happened.
Sure, yeah. So Ed Case was giving a talk at an event that was a celebration for Asian and Pacific Islanders who had won in November seats in Congress. And he wasn't giving a long talk, but he was talking about sort of his connection to the island and the culture of the island. And then, as he told me, he was feeling pretty comfortable, felt like he was in a comfortable environment. And that's when a few words slipped out of his that he might regret today. And he said, "I'm an Asian trapped in a white body." At that point, Twitter was off and running, and all of a sudden, several news outlets from Fox News to the Washington Post were writing stories about his little slip of the tongue.
Well, I remember when I first heard that, I thought, oh my gosh, is he going to become the, you know, the Dan Quayle of the Hawaii delegation? I went, eeks.
Yeah, it's an interesting, it's an interesting statement because I think, especially on the mainland, it sticks out, that sort of statement. But as I'm sure you know, and I'm sure other many of your listeners know, these sorts of jokes and these sorts of conversations happen in Hawaii often. And I think you saw that with a column from Lee Cataluna from the Honolulu Star Advertiser, in which she was talking about how because the state is so multiracial and multiethnic, that often these discussions are on the surface. Now, whether that's right or wrong is a whole deeper, more complex conversation. But for a congressman in Washington, which is already ramped up and hyped up in today's political environment, it didn't really come off that well for the congressman.
Right. You can't really hang loose like that in D.C.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I think for Ed Case, one of the things that I wanted to talk to him about this was what it's like being in this environment in today. I mean, we have a president who often is insulting to his opponents and who has divided the country more so than any other American president, I think, that we've seen. And it's an environment where everything you say is scrutinized. There's probably going to be a microphone or a camera somewhere. And with the advent of Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and other social media platforms, what you say can really zip around the world quite quickly. That wasn't the case when Ed Case was back here the first time around. I mean, when he first came into office, Facebook didn't exist, and Twitter didn't show up until probably the last 6 months or so of his time here.
Right. And I know I was just looking at the comments when I was scrolling your article, and you know, somebody said if Representative Case had attributed the comment to his wife rather than claiming it as his own, there probably would have been little to no blowback, you know. So it's all very interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the thing to note, though, is that he did attribute it to his wife when he said it, but I think that for some that didn't necessarily matter as much. And you know, I think there are some people who felt that he didn't apologize enough for saying what he said. That said, there were a lot of other people who simply shrugged and, you know, moved on to the next outrage in Washington.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Nick.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
That was reporter Nick Gruby with today's reality check. To read his stories, visit civilbeat.org.